League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm Chuck Freeman. It's been often said there's nothing like a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It happened last night between Edmonton and Vancouver. Tom Merriam reports.
Connor McDavid's quest for his first Stanley Cup will continue as his Edmonton Oilers advance to the Western Conference Final with a 3-2 Game 7 victory in Vancouver. Second period goals by Cody Ceci, Zach Hyman, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins gave the Oilers a 3-0 lead heading into the third period. But the Canucks scored twice in a late four-minute span and goals by Connor Garland and Philip Roenick to cut it to 3-2 with 4:36 to play. However, the Oilers, led by goaltender Stuart Skinner, were able to withstand the final Canuck assault.
Guys did everything that we possibly could have to win this game. I think that shows you how hard of a team to play Vancouver was. I also think it shows you how hard it is just to get to the third round, and it only gets harder from here.
Skinner and the Oilers will now face the Dallas Stars in the West Final starting Thursday. It will be the second time in the last three seasons that McDavid and the Oilers have reached the West Final.
An Auburn football player is fighting for his life after a shooting that wounded him and killed his brother. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has the story.
Auburn running back Brian Batty has been hospitalized following a weekend shooting in Sarasota, Florida, where his brother was killed and three others injured. The Sarasota County Sheriff's Office said Tommy Batty IV was pronounced dead at the scene. Four others who weren't named were taken to hospitals in Manatee and Sarasota counties. Auburn coach Hugh Freeze updated the 22-year-old Brian Batty's condition in a social media post, saying Batty was still on a ventilator.
The baseball story, interleague play, Ben Lively had another terrific start in Cleveland's 3-1 win over the New York Mets. Washington down a Minnesota 12-3. Luis Garcia Jr. homered and drove in three runs. Eddie Rosario had three RBIs, and Washington snaps their five-game slide. St. Louis over Baltimore 6-3. From interleague play to the American League, where Bo Bichette had three doubles among his four hits, and Toronto's 9-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. Rafael Devers set a team record for the Boston Red Sox when he homered in the sixth consecutive game, leading the Red Sox to a 5-0 shutout of Tampa. Seattle with a terrific comeback in the ninth inning, beating the New York Yankees 5-4. They were down 4-1. Ty France hit the go-ahead RBI single in a four-run ninth inning against reliever Clay Holmes. Mariner manager Scott Servais says this victory really stands out.
We've had a lot of crazy wins here over the last 7, 8, 9 years that I've been here, but I don't know of anything wilder than that one. Tremendous effort by our guys. Just hanging in there. Don't quit. You cannot quit in this game. You keep grinding, and certainly things were not looking really good as probably one of the best closers in the league comes in.
Kansas City beat Detroit 8-3. Los Angeles Angels over Houston 9-7. In the National League, Miami rallied in the ninth to tie, win it in 10, 3-2 over Milwaukee. Los Angeles Dodgers 6-4 over Arizona. San Diego defeated Atlanta 6-5 in game one of a doubleheader. Braves snapped their losing skid in Game 2, as correspondent Gary McPhillips reports.
The Atlanta Braves stopped a four-game losing skid by defeating the San Diego Padres 3-0 in the nightcap of a day-night doubleheader. The Braves lost the opener 6-5. The stopper for Atlanta was pitching ace Chris Sale, who went seven innings, giving up just five hits and striking out nine.
I wouldn't say I'm, all the way satisfied. I know there's a long way to go, and I know anything can happen in this game. I just try to stay in the moment. I just appreciate where I'm at and what I'm doing.
Sale upped his record to 7-1. The Braves scored in the first inning on a Ronald Acuna triple and an Ozzie Albies single. They struck again in the third when Matt Olson drove home Marcell Ozuna with a run. Then Ozuna went deep in the fifth to give the Braves an insurance tally.
WNBA Caitlin Clark rolled her ankle in the first half. She returned in the second half, had 17 points. Fever still looking for their first win. They're 0-4. Indiana got beat by Connecticut 88 84. New York over Seattle, 74-63. A Kentucky court is postponing pro golfer Scottie Scheffler's appearance on charges he injured a police officer and disobeyed commands during the PGA Championship this past weekend. Scheffler was handcuffed and taken to jail outside the Valhalla Golf Club on a Friday. He was due in court today. And Minnesota Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson was absent on Monday as the Vikings held their first organized team activities. Jefferson's absence comes as the Vikings are working to sign him to a contract extension. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.